Exam preparation. Listening practice 5. Rapid UK. You are going to hear a radio interview about a rescue organization. Listen and answer the questions.
Good morning. Our guest today is Robin Hayward, who has just come back from a meeting with a very special boy. Robin, could you tell us about it?
Hi, Claire. Yes, I've just been with Parth Joshi. Parth is a boy from India who I helped rescue from a terrible earthquake. Parth lost a leg in the disaster.
How did you rescue him, Robin?
Well, I'm a member of a British organisation called Rapid UK. That stands for Rescue and Preparedness in Disasters. Our teams go all over the world, doing search and rescue work, wherever there's an earthquake, hurricane or flood.
So you went to India to help after the earthquake there. That was in 2001, wasn't it?
Yes, the 26th of January, to be exact. We were searching amongst the destroyed buildings for survivors when suddenly we heard the cries of a child. We managed to locate him, but it took us another 12 hours to get him out. Parth was only 10 years old, and he had been buried for a total of 92 hours. It was a miracle that he survived.
And what happened afterwards?
Well, after our rescue work was over, the team wanted to know how the boy was. We found him in a local hospital. When we saw that he needed an artificial leg, we all decided he should get it here in England.
Where did you get the money?
We collected donations. People were very generous. Now, Parth doesn't have to worry about getting proper care. He comes to England every year for treatment. He's a healthy boy and he keeps growing, so he needs a bigger leg every year. While he's here, we look after him and make sure he has a good time. We've taken him surfing, to cricket matches. Last year, we gave him a birthday party on a rescue boat.
Robin, can you tell us some more about Rapid UK?
Well, all of us at Rapid are volunteers. We all have jobs and families, and we must leave them whenever we're called. But we're always ready to go, even if it's halfway around the world, to help people in trouble.
What training do you get at Rapid UK?
Many of us come from the rescue professions. There are lots of paramedics, fire rescue workers and nurses. But we all have to go through a 2-year training course.
What do you learn on the course?
Everything. How to operate in a disaster, rescue methods. Everyone at Rapid has to be able to use the latest rescue. We were searching amongst the destroyed buildings for survivors when suddenly we heard the cries of a child. We managed to locate him, but it took us another 12 hours to get him out. Parth was only 10 years old, and he had been buried for a total of 92 hours. It was a miracle that he survived.
And what happened afterwards?
Well, after our rescue work was over, the team wanted to know how the boy was. We found him in a local hospital. When we saw that he needed an artificial leg, we all decided he should get it here in England.
Where did you get the money?
We collected donations. People were very generous. Now, Parth doesn't have to worry about getting proper care. He comes to England every year for treatment. He's a healthy boy and he keeps growing, so he needs a bigger leg every year. While he's here, we look after him and make sure he has a good time. We've taken him surfing, to cricket matches. Last year, we gave him a birthday party on a rescue boat.
Robin, can you tell us some more about Rapid UK?
Well, all of us at Rapid are volunteers. We all have jobs and families, and we must leave them whenever we're called. But we're always ready to go, even if it's halfway around the world, to help people in trouble.
What training do you get at Rapid UK?
Many of us come from the rescue professions. There are lots of paramedics, fire rescue workers and nurses. But we all have to go through a 2-year training course.
What do you learn on the course?
Everything. How to operate in a disaster, rescue methods. Everyone at Rapid has to be able to use the latest rescue technology and equipment. How to give first aid and also give emotional help. One important thing we learn is ways of organizing the local people who are usually desperate to help but don't know how. Then we specialize. Some of us operate rescue boats. Some are experts at using rescue dogs.
Do you always use dogs?
Oh, yes. Dogs are the best tool we have. They can smell much better than humans, and they lead us to survivors that we'd never be able to find without them. We take our dogs wherever we go.
How do you get the money for equipment, training, and everything else you need?
Well, we're one of the only rescue organizations that doesn't get money from any government. We depend completely on donations from the public, and we work a lot at raising